Kum Lena Blak Gemara, Vov El, Tov Shanayin Zayin, Daf Mem Gimel, Amad Aleph. We are up to the Gemara, the two dots. The question we left off yesterday is, what do you mean if we didn't have a Gzeri Shavah, we have a Svara? If we didn't have a Svara, we have a Gzeri Shavah. I mean, Gzeri Shavah is a Kabbalah. The Pshat is, I saw finally somebody actually asked a question, and the answer, they give an answer from some Rishon. Or some early Aachen, that of course the Gzeir Shavah is real, but we would have used the Gzeir Shavah for other limudim, not for this particular limud. That's what he meant. Then he went right to the two dots, six lines in the wide lines. Amar Rav Huna says, Pshita li echad evan sheniskel ba, whether the stone that you're using to stone him, the echad eitz shem nitle boy, that you hang him afterwards, because Ebkolan is called nitle. Ve'echad sayiv shenehreg boy, or the sayiv, or the sword that you use to kill him. Ve'echad sudah shenehreg boy, or the thing, the tool you use for strangling. Kulon mishel tzibur. Who pays for these tools of trade? This is all paid by the community. My time. Why don't we ask the victim, the victim? Why don't we ask the murderer that he should be the one to pay for it? Because the day loy amrinale, we don't say from his own money, zil v'leisiv v'litl nafshi. It doesn't make sense to tell a guy, I want you to pay the money so you can buy the tool of instrument to strangle you or to kill you. Okay, just inappropriate. Okay, what about the handkerchief which we're using for his benefit? Maybe he should pay for that. Shemenifim, by that we the flag that we use the flag over there down. If there's anybody who has a schus for him, v'sus or a horse, sherotz that runs in front of, so that he can immediately save him, umamidon, and stop them from taking him to be killed. Mishami, who should pay for that? Do we say kivun da hatzola didei medideyu, because it's for his benefit? He should pay for it. Ideal more, perhaps, keep him the Beidina Mechayvin Lemeva Bahatzala. We have a responsibility to save him. Mididu. I don't understand this. There's more than one murder, more case. So, you don't buy a new horse every time, and you don't buy a new flag every time. So, which one are you going to charge this money? So, we have no Breda. Lechayda should be. But that's not how the Gemara breaks up. The Gemara breaks up. Whose responsibility is this? Is it to save a skin? Was an onus on the community, we used communal funds for it. We have the same thing about a koyin. Remember, the koyin's mothers used to come in and buy things for the koyin, so you know, should have it really nice if their son was a koyin godel. Tzibur means the bezin. Who pays the bezin? Yeah. Says the Gemara, Vesu, another question. They said, when this is very interesting, when they took someone out, okay, he was finally sentenced to be killed. So after the trial, so they take him out. They want to make it as easy as possible for him. So what they do is they gave him drugs. Is mashkin oisa koida chalavoina. They were given to drink. And had some kind of a piece of incense in it, frankincense, because yain, mixed it with wine, kedei, in order shetitarev daitai, in order that he shouldn't be so worried, because he's a sort of floating. Over here means is that he's not fully cognizant of what's going on here, because he is floating. Shenemad, it says in the pasuk, tenu sheichar, who should give all time wine to la'ovet, somebody's about to lose his life, and the yain and wine lamari nefesh, so those are bitter. We had already before that the wine was only created for people who are availing. But Tanya, every single thing is discussed in the Gemara. We leave nothing to chance.
Problem giving him mashka, what he said is that the whole, we said before that he's got opportunity to keep trying to give another spot.
He still has opportunity. It doesn't make him crazy. What it does is it takes away when you're on a high, you don't feel pain. When you're on a high, you don't feel, you know, that's all. You can still think. And sometimes it triggers your mind even better. They have these hallucinogenic drugs that supposedly are supposed to make you, your mind race. Work in overdrive.
That's why we say l'chaim. To show that the mashka that you're drinking now is l'chaim v'lo l'mov. It's not unlike this mashka.
The Menoides Hamoy, which is the famous Farish Sefer, writes that when they used to say, you always, on this wine, you saw, oh, every time, whenever you take a wine, you're supposed to say Savim Aron. And just kiddish. So it says, you take this wine, you say Savim Aron, and he drinks it, and everyone screams out l'movus. They scream out l'movus. Because you scream l'chaim, and this is l'movus. But Tanya, we learn someone or other is supposed to make him. I don't know. Noshim Yekadosh Yerushalayim, the tied women in Yerushalayim, how you misnadvois they used to offer volunteer or mevias oison, they used to go ahead and volunteer the wine. Yeah, so nobody paid for it. But what about lois nadvun noshim Yekadosh? Our question is, if these women did not offer it, Michelle, me, who did they? Whose money did they use to buy this wine? This for sure is from the Tzibur. Kivin the Chesiv Tnu. It says in the Pasuk Tnu Sheichar Lo'ayva. Tnu, who's they? Tnu is the community. So therefore, you have a responsibility to make it as simple, as easy as possible, and mitigate his pain, ameliorate his pain. Mitid who from the community? Boyi Menei Rav Acha. Another question. Rav Acha about who asked for Nefsheishes. Omar Echem Tamidim Yeshli Lilamid Olav Zchus. I have a schus to learn about him. Vinishtatig, right before he had a chance to say anything, suddenly he lost his ability to speak. He became mute. Mao, what's the din? That was a question. Menafeyach Rav Sheshes beyodei Rav Sheshes blew with his hand. Vinishtatig, he says, what a silly question. If you're going to ask me if a guy who didn't say anything is should be able to spare the guy, and I was just saying, since he had a schus, maybe the schus is a valid schus, so we should let the guy go. I feel like maybe every time you have a court case, think, I feel echad b'seifa oilam nami. Maybe there's somebody living at the end of the world who can spare him. Why kill anybody? The fact that the guy didn't say anything. Says Gemara, hasam like karma, hacha karma. What do you ask? What do you tell me? Over there, nobody said anything. Why should be chayshid as a guy in the world who can save him? But here there was a Talmud that said, I have a schus to say to him. And then nothing came out of his mouth. My. The Gemara doesn't say Hashgacha Pratis, he lost his ability to speak, then maybe we didn't want him to, they didn't want him to say anything. But anyway, we had the Gemara previously, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina said, Echad min al-Talmidim, if one of the Talmidim says, Shezicha, he said, I have a schus for the guy, and then the mace. And before they had a chance to vote, he died. Royin oise ki ilu chai, we count his vote as if he's still alive, and we're assuming, and we said in the Gemara L'chayda, maybe he changed his mind, Akasha and Rav from that, and we said, the Pasha, since he didn't change his mind, but we assume that he's maintained his opinion. So L'chayda, we see from here what does he say? Dafke, if he was Mezake, Ziche in, Loi, Ziche Loi. The only time he says we count his opinion is if he actually said something, and it made sense. But if he doesn't say anything, it's because he says, I have something, he says, garnished. Says the Gemara, Zicha Pshitali, Omar Teboilach. What are you telling me? Zicha is 100%. Of course he's counted, even though he died. My question is, Omar, he says, I have what to say, but he didn't. What's the story? Do we count it as if, or not? And what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, according to Rashi, do we convene a new Bezdin? Do we send the whole Bezdin home to the Bezdin? And all the Mefarshim ask, what's the point of that? The guys are dead, the Talmud is dead. The guy, since nobody on that Bezdin was able to come up with a schus, and the Talmud said, I have a schus, so these people in the Bezdin, they have a one-dimensional mind. There's no point in continuing with them. Send them all home, get another Bezdin on board, and maybe one of them will come up with this schus that this guy came up with.
For them to come up with a schus, why you send them home? They don't know the guy.
Schus is not the person. Schus is a Mishnah, a Gemara, a Halacha somewhere. That based on that, this guy should go
legal
off.
Justification.
That's right. A legal justification. Not a Metzias. Nobody was there. They're not going to hear anything different than the first guy heard, but maybe they'll come up with a new angle. Then he says, right, Afilu, even the person himself who was found guilty can say, I have a schus to learn about me. Afilu, and a number of times. And then it says, we have to see, you have to see, and yesh mamish bedvorav, if this sounds, it says, the substance there will bring him back. L'chayit, it sounds like a Philip, four or five times. A Philip Pamadishonji, even the first and second time, we have to see substance. But Tanya, you learn Pamadishonji Vishnia, the first and second time, Bain she yesh mamish bedvorav, Bain she ain mamish bedvorav. I didn't know, so the first and second time, we don't care the substance now, we'll give him a chance to hear what he has to say, to hear what his opinions are. Mekan ve'elech, the third time and onwards, im yesh mamish bedvorav machzir noisei. If the substance of what he says, we bring him back. Ein mamish bedvorav, ein machzir noisei. Amar ha-papa, targuma, this is how you learn the Mishnah. Mepam shniv ve'elech, that from the third time and onwards, that was after the second time, if he wants to say something, before we go, we ask the guy, the one who's found guilty, let's hear what you have to say first. See, before you, we're going to trouble the bezin to reconvene. Freddy Gimara, what the police, they know if he has substance of words. How would they know? We send along also a pair of Tamid Chachamim.
There's a whole entourage to take this guy to his...
Basically the two police, there was and then two Tamid Chachamim, that's it.
And there's the flag waver and there's the
flag waver stood by the court, the horse is somewhere in the middle. and he was watching. Yes, it sounds there's a point here. Let's, I don't know, you know, we don't give a ruling, but it sounds there's some substance. We're fine. Freddy Gemara, Velim Salemi, cut us a why the Tamil Chamid was joined the third time, having go the first time already. Why do you have the first time you convene the Bezin? So the Gemara, Agav, the boy is Le Matsi Yama. No, maybe the first two times he pushed it so nervous he can't speak to Tamil Chamid. So they know, come back to the Bezin. Kol Mai the Isle, he cannot really speak out properly what everything he has to say for himself. Says Gemara, Vait, the Mishnah, Motsu Le Schus, if they found by him a Schus, Patru, they would send him home. Vimlav, if not, Yaitse le Sokol, we take him out to be stoned. The cruise Yaitse le fun of the make an announcement. He's Plainy, Ben Plainy. Before they go ahead, they make an announcement. This person, Yaitse le Sokol, is going to be about to be stoned. Al Sha'ovar Aveda, Plainy. They nominate the Aveda that he committed. U Plainy, U Plainy Adav. They also announce who the Adim were. And then we say, Kol Misha Yudelis Chus Yava Vimlav. You have anything to say? Please come now. And we're giving you another. A long time. Says the Gemara, I'm going to buy a buy, adds, but sorry, you also have to go further. Beyond plainy, say that give the time when which day, which sharp plane, which hour, the mock plainy, where? Maybe there'll be somebody out there who knows that these it couldn't have been because of whatever reason, it'll be Mazim the Adim. The fun of in me, Kodaloid. Come on. How can you do before?
Nobody's been accused.
You know, we don't know yet what day this is. We don't know what time, when, where. How do we know? Until the Adim speak, we know nothing. Yeah. The cruise Yaitse Lefanov in front of him. Yes, Mikod Eloi, not earlier. And the Rashi is I don't know what Rashi is saying here. Lefanovim means after already they gave the verdict and they're now walking already towards the place where there's going to be stones. So there's actually the bottom of the page. The Mashan by the Chosawa is going. Or Mikor Eloi, Arboim Yoim Koidim. What's Arboim Yoim Koidim? And the Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara remains the question. What's his Arboim Yoim? The Choyim of Koidim means like Moshe was asking, right, you know, before they leave the Bezin, while still sitting in Bezin, or before they give the verdict. What's his Arboim Yoim Koidim? No, there's still time because it's 6 kilometers. You got to go. There's some time.
No.
There's no appeals.
Once he's found guilty, they have to do it in the same day.
Yeah, well, because the guy's gone crazy. Psychologically, he's hurting himself. We're not giving more pain than what the Torah said.
No. If you allow time to go by, maybe something will come up.
We don't give any.
They're saying here the Gilman edition of the Talmud is missing the text that follows this question for a full.
Yeah, but what does Rashi mean 40 days? Okay. Bye, Dingwala.
Where is this? There's a little dalot here. Where is it got? I don't know.
No idea.
Rashi in this.
It looks like dalot in brackets. Where's the dalot in brackets?
I don't see where he's going to. I can't find it anywhere on the side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here. The bottom of the page. Look in the. I go to the last two lines. Doesn't say anything.
Not about this.
Nothing with this. No idea. No idea. Fighting Gemara. Amr Shem Levi Kolaz Aveach Es Yitzra. Anybody who shechts his Yitzhara knows after you sinned, and Yitzhara now is a dominant force, and you cut him down. That's it. I'm not going to listen to you anymore. I do tshuva. Umisvadolav, and he says vidui. Mem Gimel Beis Gemara. You have more Gemara there?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying anything afterwards, Mikadaloi, what goes afterwards? Well, it's a whole new Gemara there. Yeah, you got another 7 lines.
Oh.
Can I have a look at you? Maybe just. Yeah. Oh, it's all about Yashka.
Oh, that's without the sensor, this is with the sensor.
Yeah, but I mean, Oshko usually puts it back in. I wonder if he has a Steinzel. You have it? Hamisha Tamidim Hola Yishoy. Wow. I gotta get make a copy of this. Can I borrow this one after that? I wanna make a copy of this.
Which chassis is that?
No. I have an old Gemara at home and had nothing in there.
Where does this come from?
Yeah, but it's a whole piece, and usually they put it in. Steiner definitely puts it in. Even Oscar put it in. I don't know, which shas is this?
No.
Nothing. Very interesting.
Oh, here we go. Have a look in the Haggaz. On the side here.
Yes, yes, yes.
There's a little base down the bottom there. In the bottom.
But Tanya be'eda pace flu be'yisha ha'noitzin v'ha'kruz yesh the fun of Aboyim Yoyim. Oh, that's that Aboyim Yoyim. Yisha ha'neitzin yesh l'sokol al shekisha v'heisa v'diach es Yisrael kol mi shedei l'schus. Why 40 days?
When they said they're
not allowed to go to London.
Yeah, they kill him overnight.
So, according to this, 40 days before Pesach, they arrested him. The whole story happened by the Seder.
They hold someone until the end.
But it didn't happen then. But it happened by the. He had his last supper there, and then he had the. Omer Ulu Batizbra Yishanitze Bar Hapuchis Husu Mesus, who were Rahman of the Sachma was Chasalov, and the Shanishanitze, the Kor of the Malchus. Oh, yeah, okay. I'll look at it later. Okay. Let's continue. No, we'll do. I'll make copies tomorrow of the Gemara. I'll borrow the Gemara and we'll learn it together. Anyway, right to Amr Shabbat because they eat him as father, the man because he lived like a Baruch of Shnei Lamim as if Mechavid him in the two worlds, Olam Hazeb, Olam Haba. Well, if you do Tshuva and you shech the Yetzah Hadar Allah's list, you gave Kavod to Abish, and this world and the next world, the Chivit says, Zoyveyach Tolda, if somebody shechts, and toida means he was mesvada. He did tshuva. Yichab denoni. That means why? There were two nuns there because you mechabed me in Olam Hazeh, and you chabed me in Olam Haba. So, if a person why the Bishop is alive was existing, you bring an oil, you get chabed oila. Minchas chaminchuyodi. Avol misha daite shvola. When somebody is humble, ma'ila v'kasa kilhi kogem and kula. And if somebody is humble, he does tshuva. It says if you brought all the kabbanis. Now it says zivche elakim, all the kabbanis. Zivche elakim ruach nishbara, broken heart. Absa broken heart is the best thing. V'lo yoyid elu she'in tefilas in the metzah. But if you daven, the Eibush they won't despise it. Now it says by zivche elakim ruach nishbara. It says there leib nishbara v'nitka elakim lo sevaza. The Abish will never denigrate it, and the Abish will accept what you done.
Mm-hmm.
So veach is if you shech, means you're misvada, in other words, you do tshuva. Is he chabdon? That means you are mechad me in both elements. So I think more about it. Yeah. Actually, there were Rash said it. He said three things. There's nothing more straight than a krumelaitin. There's nothing more krum than a gleichvertel, and there's nothing more complete than a broken heart.
A famous story with the Zevolt Kitzis, with the Baal Shem Tov, when he told him to learn the Kabbalah Arizal on Tkiyas HaShofet, and then he told him to go bless Shofet, and he had a mental block, he couldn't remember anything. And he broke out crying, and the Baal Shem Tov said, oh, now blow Shofet.
That's the real Kabbalah, exactly. Mishnah. When 10 amas distance from the place where they are going to stone him, they tell him, Misvada, we want you to say Vidu, Shekhen, Dera Kalamumsa Misvada, because this is what happens when you die, you say Vidu. Shekhen, Misvada, Yechelim Haba, the Misa alone will not be the Kapara unless you say Vidu with it as well. Shekhen, Matsina Ba'ochen, by Ochen, Shamala Yeshua, what happened to Ochen when he was Moyel in the Chedim, when he took from the Yericha, he stole some of the thing, some of the plunder they had from Yericha, when the Abisha said not to take anything from the. So Yeshua begged him, and he said, says, Bni, my son, seem not covered, give cover to the Eibishter, stop, what do you call it, ridiculing the whole process, and so on. And we sent, but ten loy toide, why aren't you made that you take a stole by Yanoch and Yeshua? Yeshua then said, however, Anoichi Chatosi Lashem, I take did this, Uchazois, Vichazois, Osisi, I did this and I did this. It says, Yeshua said, that whatever you pass this day, you did the wrong thing. Today, what you did is considered a miyas thing. But you're not going to be miyas in the world to come because now you're accepted. In Amhaba, you did tshuva. If you don't know how to say vidu, this is all the use of Rai to the Rambam that he holds the mitzvah of tshuva is the vidu part. tshuva is the preamble. You want to do tshuva, you have to, if you want to do vidui, you have to do tshuva. But the mitzvah is the vidui.
Not the sigufi.
Because it's safer a mitzvah, the Rambam only counts vidui, they count tshuva as a mitzvah. If he knows that he's innocent, Rabbi Yehuda says, if the guy knows he's innocent, Omer should say, I'm going to get killed, I did so many avedis in my lifetime, let this be a kapora of my avedis. Except this thing, I'm innocent. Omer said to him, if so, you call Adam, Omer can you knock us out? Everyone will die with a good name, they'll always say that same line, which I don't understand exactly. This guy is about to be killed regardless. So might as well do tshuva properly and go to Gan Eden. Why? And what you think about it? Because he wants to have a good name after he's dead. He's going to deny himself the chance to go to Gan Eden. L'cheide, if he's talking guilty, he'll say those words. I mean, he's dying anyway. At least he'll go to Gan Eden.
We've seen Gemara and Saita. Pride is a very powerful
motivator. I know that.
You
but
can't
nevertheless,
kill a woman in front of her maidservant because she'll have Gaiva in front of her.
I understand, but here we're talking about a question of forfeiting Gan Eden because of the pride. Is the pride worth that much that you're going to die anyway? Might as well go to Gan Eden. Anyway, Tarabon, obviously, Chacham Abiyud agrees with what I just said, and Chacham said, no, that pride, as you just said, is so strong. And you worry about your family's reputation. Tarabon, we learned, Shat Nashiduch. Tarabon, we learned. He knows if he's innocent now. What do people believe? He murdered somebody. He did or he didn't. That's what he's saying. He knows. He knows. Yeah, but he knows that the, like we'll see in the story of Shimon Shatach, they knew the Edom were liars and they had to kill the son. Because this is the law process. Beautiful Rashi, we'll learn in the next tomorrow. Got no time. Beautiful Rashi, long Rashi, you gotta learn. Yes, looks like it. Says Gemara, Torah, we learn. No, says Gemara, no. Yeshua begged him. Ain't no lashem akashi. He begged him. B'shar shem akashi baruch Yeshua chatei Yisrael. When Abe said to Yeshua, the Eden sin chatei Yisrael. All of the Mishleila mi chatei. Who sinned? Amalei Abe said to him, chidilter ani lach. You think I'm a moser? I'm going to tell you who sinned. Hapel goyrolus, make a goydel. Now, we know that a goydel gufa comes from Hashem, all the tshuvas and the shayna talk about if you have the goydel, if you're allowed to go against the goydel, the chassid, this is a terrible thing and all that. But even though a goydel from the Eibishter, but it's not direct, it's not overt. You want me to overtly go ahead and mass and tell you, Eibishter said to him, chidil terani, you think I'm a mossad, I'm going to tell you who did this? Chas v'shom. Halei go, vihipil goyrolus, make a goydel. And when he did that, the nafal a goydel alachan, and the goydel fell on achan. Amala Yeshua, the goydel to boalai. He said, Yeshua, you're going to accuse me of stealing because of a stupid goydel. The lozer hakoyin, what's that? The goydel to boalai after you, a lozer hakoyin shneg doyla doyatim. Let me ask a question. He was taunting them, and he was ridiculing the whole idea of a goydel. Imanim apalein goydel lechem became a neifel. Let's make a goydel between one of you two. Who stole the goods? Obviously, the goydel will fall on one of you. And are you going to tell me then that means that the Abishah said that you're the ganav? So Yeshua said, I'm asking a favor, please. Al toitzi laz al goydel. Stop denigrating the idea of a goydel. You know why? Shasideh et Yisrael shezachal b'goydel. Soon we are going to divide et Yisrael and proportion it to everybody via a goydel. Shenema says, ach b'goydel yichol l'kazaretz. We're going to use a goydel to divide the land. You can make fun of a goydel, it'll destroy the whole, you know, the whole piece and everything else.
This was not your regular goydel. This was a finissi.
Every goydel,
when the petek got up and announced the...
Yeah. But we have every Yom Kippur goydel Hashem. Either you believe the Abish, you don't believe the Abish. And even though the Mefarsh already asked, but there was Uruv Tum as well. It wasn't just a goydel. It was a goydel and Uruv Tum.
They divided the land. The goydel and the up in...
Yeah, but it's linked. The Uruv Tum
and also the
what?
No, the Batei Abbas, they put the Yotzei Mitzrayim.
That's the goydel, what do they do? You know, that's who the beneficiary was. But the method was a goydel. So some say that over here also there was an Urim Tumim. Ten, Toide, please be misvada. Amar Avinu, Shuchudei Shachdei B'milei. He sort of, he tricked him. Klum Nevaki Ducho Elohi Da. It sounded like that David, Yeshua said, oh, you have to do is admit it and you go home. Ten Le Toide, he put it. Go home. Miyad, right away. Yochas, okay. I'll be moide. But Yan Ochas, Yeshua Yemer, Omna Neuchet, Hashem, Lekei, Sof, Vizor, Sisi. Before she already asked, so Yeshua lied. Yeshua tricked him. He told him that you're going to go home, and then a minute later he's killing him. Doesn't make sense. So Rashi adds the words, Sovar, that Ochan thought that that's what Yeshua said. Yeshua never said that. Ochan misunderstood Yeshua, and Yeshua didn't correct him. Omer Basi Rechnin, Malamet Shemal, Ochem, Bishlej Charam, he actually did it three times, twice in Moshe Ben's life, in Mechem's Midian, and so on, and once here. Shanaib Meosh, Meoshua's name, Kazois, the Kazois, Assisi. I did it now, but Kazois, the Kazois, I did it again and I did it again. Rabbi Yechonam, Ashim, Mishabalaz, Rashim, Hamisha, Arba Beme Moshe, four Moshe, Echem, Meoshua, Shanaib, Noichatasi, Uchaz, first of all, Noichatasi, I said over here, Uchazois, it's a double Vav and a Kazois, and Uchaz, Vav and a Kazois, five times altogether. Assisi. Where exactly were the other four wars in the times of Moshe? You know, where the other four wars?
Where they were warned.
No, we had the war with Midian. You had the Sichem V'Oig.
They went to war with Amalek.
Kanaim Arad, okay, so that's three, and it was the fourth war. Unless Sichem V'Oig are two wars, two separate wars, so that's the four wars. Okay. But Ad Hashta, my time, Eliyana, if he did four times as a Moshe, why don't you mean punished in the times of Yeshua and not the four? Omer Rabbi Yechon, very interesting, Machlek is in Mishim, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon. We took upon ourselves responsibility for each Jew after we crossed the Yarden. It says, "V'choshlu ish ba'ochir." Everyone took responsibility. What about prior to the Yarden? Did the Eden responsible for each other? It says the Gerab Machlekes, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and we'll see like this. Rabbi Avishalay onish al Machlekes and Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemia. The Eden were not punished al hanistoris ad she'ovri the Yarden. Prior, why the Eden immediately not responsible? If I didn't know about it, but if I knew about it, we're responsible straight away from Har Sinai. If I didn't know about it, I'm not responsible till after the Yadin. After the Yadin, we're responsible even for things that we don't know about, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hanistara, it says the pasuk, Hanistara slash Amalekenu, that which is hidden. Sorry? Moshe Rabbeinu said, bring all the booty by Midian. He said, bring it all here. But bring it all here, and he didn't. He kept it for himself. He stole some and pocketed
it. So
obviously that we didn't. Must be because we don't. Obviously we don't mention everything what happened. The what's revealed is to our anu to us and to our children. To us means from the times of the midbar and to our children. So niglus is always, and the status only started after the yarn. How do we know that? And the I in the word the word it says over here, we're reading as if it says ad oilam, as if it belongs to Hanistaris Hamlakenu. That Hanistaris Hashem Lakenu is ad only at a certain time. And then Lonulvanenu. Then it came in, then out we became responsible after we crossed the Yarden. That's what Yudah says. Oh, Mechem, does it make sense? It says in Fezhe Pasek, and Nisodosh Amalekainu forever. As if it says Nisodosh Amalekainu, and Oil forever is the Nisodosh. Why should we be responsible for another year if we know nothing about it? Look, my name is Adela. Look, a shame. Shaloi Onish Al Nistaris. Kachloi Onish Al Oinshi Begoli. Before they crossed the Intet Yisrael, we were not even responsible for Niglas, what we knew about. Acha Obri sows the Yarden, till across the Yarden. So the Mechemi holds that Nistaris were never responsible for. Niglas, before the Yarden, we were not responsible. Only at across the Yarden, we became responsible for each other. Ella Ebazei. Ochain, my time, Onish. Because they joined Kaira, not because they're responsible. Not responsible, only those who were involved. It says over there that actually the Malchamov is once he has free reign, he can do whatever he wants. Not because of responsibility. What about Shevet Shimon? Cosby and Zimri do an Aveda and the entire 24,000 have to die? What do they do? So either they were all with all the Benois Moyev, they were the ones, or supporting. But we just said supporting is nothing. Rabbi Nechemi just said that supporting is nothing before they crossed the Yarden. Again, a Magefa, we said something more times we had. There's a Dever in the city, three people died. Don't walk in the street because the Malacham Abbas has a free reign. When he has a free reign, so not because they were punished as responsibility, just that he has a free reign. According to the Chemia, that from the starters we don't get punished ever. So how come, oh, my time be honest, why did all the Eden, you know, because I, the next city, they went to I, 36 of them died because of this. Why were they punished? They didn't know about it. The Gemara should have a Yodi be Ishto Yebonov. His wife and children knew by the should said something. But the Chedev, so why were the other Eden punished? Sounds like the Gemara here, because the wife and children knew about it, everyone then becomes responsible. What's the swat of that? They were not the ones who died, unless it was his wife, unless his children. Exactly.
Well, that's why East Kail Badova, we had the whole concept.
By Lashon Hara.
In the Bava Basra, we had about.
Are you talking about the Bezin versus the Edom?
Once there's three people, now it's public. Yeah.
But there was a Bezin, so they. Yeah, so in other words, once exactly the wife and the kids know that the husband is a sinner, then everyone becomes responsible, because they should have told or they did tell. Says Gemara, "Vaytis and Posi Chati shall eat sin." Amar Abba Abba Zavda Afa Pisha Chati. Famous Gemara. This is Labba Abba Gemara. Afa Pisha Chata Yisrael. No matter how much he sinned, he's a Yisrael. Big Machleik is in Achreinim Rishenim. How far do we take this Poshen Halach Lamaisa? What about a Mumer Lahachis? What about a Meshumid? Is he a goy? Can he be counted as a minion? Is his wine Yain Esach? Is he Chayv and a Bris? If it's Kedushin, it's Kedushin. Big Machleik is in right here on this Gemara right here. So Yoytzer to Eluch says, "Ava pishachot Yisrael lo'omer." Baba Hayna means people say, "Asa a myrtle, a hadas, the koi bein chilfe that is growing amongst other whatever chilfe is, other kind of leaves. Sorry, what is it? Willows. Asa shmei, still called a myrtle, doesn't change his name. So this yid, even though he's between all the avedas." He's still in the Shamba. But Asa Kodale, he's called Asa. It says in Pasik that Eden sinned and began Avru as Brisi Asher Tzvi Yosem. They went against my bond that I gave them. Gam Lokhu Min HaChedim. They took from the Chedim. Gam Gonvu. They stole. Gam Kichashu. And they lied. Gam Somu Biklem. They put it in their utensils. Amar Abba Abba Yudabar Mabafim. Malam Etikzu. Sha'ochem. Avar Ochem Al Chamisha Chum Shetayim. 5 tenths of the Gam. He was over every Avay in the 5 books of Moses. Shneim, it says Chamisha Gam, 5 times Gam. Now suddenly he became not just this little Aveda plundering, he did a lot more than that. How do you think he did it in the first place? Because he was a... Exactly. V'amar Abaloi, B'shab Yehuda, Bar Mesabarta, Ochen, Moshe Bar Losei, he was a Moshe Bar Losei. And Rashi here says, Moshe Bar Losei, looking for Rashi, he lined the top, because Rameh learned differently, remember last time. Moshach has Oir Am Mosei Tamid, he continued trying to remove the bris, Achen Ishtarva, became very soft, V'kisses as Rosh Hagid, and it once again covered the Reish Agid, Kiddush Yidim Mol, shouldn't be a Piri Mol. So Rashi holds a Metzi. Oh, Rashi holds a Metzi as a Chayach to be Moshe Kolosev. Remember the Gemara we had before? Adam Arishan Moshe Kolosev. And the Rameh there said, means he was never malin himself because it's impossible to be Moshe Kolosev. Machlekes right here. Rashi says you could, in Metzias. Anyway, Ksiv Hoch, it says here, I'm over to be one of my Bris. Ksiv Hoch, as Brisi Heifa, they went against my Bris, which is talking about the Bris Mila. Pshita, nay, Mao, what's Kiddush? If he went, he just said he was over the whole Taylor, so he was also over Bris Mila. Why is it different than the other Mitzah? Mao, Tamer, the Mitzah, Gufi, Lapoka. Once he did a Mitzah, he didn't, he was, we would have thought around, but the Mitzah itself, he wasn't the Hefkadis, Kamashlan, that no, he even removed the Mitzah that he did. This atrocity happened amongst the Eden. In this week's parasha, we find it says in the association of Rabbi Yisrael, and therefore we're supposed to have my Naim Marasa because he committed another Aveda with a girl that was engaged, a 12-year-old girl. Says in this week's parasha, ki asan nevalu b'Yisrael, and that's where we kill him. Pshit, if he did the whole Taylor, did Kala Taylor Kula, why should this have any worse? Nein, Mawatem, Kula Hai, La Pokanachi, so much that Rashi explained, because this is Ra Lebrius. And Ra'al Shemaim. Maybe the Avedis didn't put on tefillin, took away his bismillah, he only affects the Eibishter. But here he's affecting the Eibishter and he's affecting other people. Kamash Lan, that no. Ravina Amina says, Dine ken Naim Arasa, the Biskila. Not that he committed an Aveda with the Naim Arasa, but the Dine is like a Naim Arasa Biskila. Amalei Reish Lak, Reish Galusa, which is two more lines, because the Pharaoh is a long Rashi. Amalei Reish Galusa, Ravuna, Ksiv, it's Arikach Yeshua's Achon Ben Zorach. Yeshua took Achon Ben Zorach. And he took him Vesakesed, the money Vesaderis, and the clothes Veslosh and Azov, Veslashay and Azov, and that's the golden piece of material. Vesbana Vesa's sons and daughter Veshayda is cow is coming is donkey Vesayne sheep, and Ves all these 10 kosher everything had. Chayim Muchat the Bana Benes Machat. Why are you punishing his kids? What do you mean? What's the most question? You just said a minute ago they knew what they was doing and didn't try to stop him. I'm not sure what the most question here is. On Malay, he said to him, well, the time may record, but maybe before the Gemara said that the children knew, it was only according to Rabbi Nechemia, because Rabbi Nechemia said you don't get punished for hidden things. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you do get punished for hidden things. Maybe the children didn't know, and this question is according to Rabbi Yehuda. The children didn't know. Why are they responsible? Amalei said, "Will the time mech according to you? Let's say the children. Why do this Eden punish as well?" The Chassid says, "The whole Yisrael, that very same pasuk, everyone had to come and join them." Ella lil doison to instill fear in them. Hachinami kedelin doison. The children also to instill fear. Vayisivu oisam, we almost finished. Vayisivu oisam be'esh. He burnt all of that in a fire. Vayiskel oisam avonim, stoned them. Betarti, what, he killed them twice? Amar avinu harol l'srei, for those things which cannot be stoned, they burnt. L'av l'srei, for harol l'skila. He and his behemoths that can be stoned, they stoned them. Just formal lines finishes. Ve'eda, and I saw. Sorry, tomorrow's a long Rashi. You got to learn the long Rashi. You won't regret it. Ve'eda, I'll see. Bishalal, I saw amongst in the plunder Adera Shina, a beautiful piece of cloth and bubble. Achas Toive, one of them that was very good. Umasayim Shkolim, because it's worth 230 silver pieces. Rav Amar, Rav said, Itzel, the Milsa, Rav said it was white wool. Shmuel Amar, Sarbala, the Sifa, they put in some kind of a dye in it. Okay, alum. What's alum? Stop here.